Last year, the number of police officers who killed themselves in the United States was higher than the number who died in the line of duty. We've been following this issue, and nowhere is it more staggering than in Chicago. Since last July, at least five officers have killed themselves, and the Department of Justice says the suicide rate for the Chicago PD is 60% higher than the national average. And now there may be a sixth death. Chicago police say they're investigating whether an off-duty officer took her own life last weekend. Carrie Steiner is well aware of this problem. She's a retired Chicago police officer and now a psychologist who runs the First Responders Wellness Center in Lombard, Illinois. Carrie, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
So there are now reports potentially of yet another officer in Chicago who has taken her life. What is going on there? Do you have any theories?
I think that there's many reasons why officers, particularly in Chicago, are taking their lives. And one of them is that they see a significant amount of trauma, more so than most officers do, and even compared to Los Angeles and New York City. The crime rate is very high and the murder rate is very high. And there's something called cumulative trauma. So when you're constantly seeing trauma, one might not bother you so much, but when you see it the 10th time or the 20th time, that can start to be overwhelming. And I know as an officer myself that I never really felt like that was impacting me so much until I was able to take a step back and then realize that so much of how I started to think and process things had changed since I became a police officer. Because you can't, as an officer, think that I can trust everybody and everybody's going to tell me the truth. Hmm. Otherwise, you can be hurt. So you have to automatically start thinking that people might be out to hurt you. Something bad might happen. Unfortunately, that is a negative way to view the world. I had a Chicago police officer talk to me the other day and said that her night was very easy because only one person had been stabbed and one person went to the hospital over a domestic violence situation. Now, I think most officers would feel like if somebody had been stabbed and somebody was beat up so bad that they went to the hospital, that they would be more upset. But yet in Chicago, it's so common that they feel like it's not.
Forgive me if this is an inelegant way to ask this question, but do you get the feeling at all that what's happening in Chicago is that these suicides are somehow contagious, that one officer sees a colleague doing it and then he or she decides that maybe they feel the same way?
Well, I guess two things. One, I unfortunately, there is something to say about that suicides are contagious because the aspect that if somebody else did it, it gives you more comfortability in saying, well, I could do it too. But the other thing is that I'm not really sure I feel like there's a substantial increase in the amount of officers committing suicide in Chicago. Because yeah. When I started in 1998, there were three officers in my district that committed suicide. My very first day that I went to work, I attended an officer's wake who had committed suicide. I know 18 officers that have killed themselves. That's not all the officers that in Chicago that have. Those are the officers that I know. And so I think that this has been an ongoing problem. It just, I think, is being the light is coming out a little bit more.
Well, to that point, the Chicago PD acknowledges that this is a crisis and has been public about it. It released this video that we're going to listen to now in 2017 that tries to make the point for officers that it's stressful work, and it's not only stressful on the streets, but it's stressful at home.
Officer, I need you to come see me in my office. It's a civil lawsuit.
Some believe the chant refers to putting police officers in body bags.
I'm not going to jail.
So, as a former officer, I'm sure you can relate to some of what you're hearing there.
Absolutely.
Is this sort of effort by the Chicago PD effective?
Well, I think that there are some great things that the Chicago Police Department are doing, but I think that there's areas that they could improve. And one of the things that I think is is a problem for all law enforcement is that there's a culture that it's not okay to need psychological help. And some of the reasons make sense is because you wouldn't want to have somebody with a gun if you feel like they're not mentally stable. However, I think what most law enforcement departments need to do is normalize that there are going to be some normal emotions that go along with things and to have a better understanding of that.
Well, this brings us to what you do. You've started this wellness center. You are a former cop. And, you know, this is unique because these are first responders getting help from their peers, people who have been in their shoes before. How much of a difference does that make?
Well, I've been told by all of the officers that I see that that is the only reason why they came and saw me.
Why? Because they feel like they couldn't trust a therapist who didn't know the world the way someone like you does?
Absolutely. I think that there's many things. I think officers are very worried that if they share how they are feeling, that they're going to be involuntarily committed or that they would get a fitness for duty evaluation because they're not stable enough to have their job. So going for treatment for an officer is very, you know, scary for them because they have all of these things that could possibly happen. They also are scared, what if something gets back to the department? Will they think that I can't handle my job? Also, the Chicago Police Department does random drug testing, and they're also afraid, what if I'm on an antidepressant? Will that come up? And if so, then what happens to my livelihood and my job?
And what do you tell them that makes them feel better?
Well, what I try to do is I give them actually the statutes and the correct information about confidentiality, fitness for duties, as well as they are not testing for psychotropic medications on the drug scans. So having that information and that they also understand that I'm not going to take something out of context. I understand the police world and the police culture. And so if they say something off the cuff, I'm not going to automatically assume that they're going to try to go and kill somebody. And I think that they're afraid that an average therapist might do that. They might jump the gun because they do have access to a gun or a weapon. So if they say, I am kind of feeling suicidal, will that therapist then jump the gun and say, okay, I need my guns taken away from me and I need to be committed into the hospital?
Let's talk about that issue. The police have regular access to their service weapons, not only when they're on the job, but when they go home.
Yes.
Is that something that needs to be addressed?
Well, I think that most officers, you know, need their weapons, feel comfortable with their weapons. And again, doing the police job and being in Chicago, you have to live in Chicago. So I don't think that that's the problem. I think that the problem is that you need to make sure that officers are understanding how to get treatment for themselves and what signs and symptoms are something that is concerning enough that you should go and get treatment.
One more thing I want to ask you. How do high-profile police shooting cases affect the emotional well-being of a force? I'm thinking in Chicago, where you are, the shooting death of Laquan McDonald in 2014. Mm-hmm. The officer involved was convicted of second-degree murder and sentenced to prison recently. It was a huge national story. How does it affect the people who are out on the streets trying to enforce the law?
I think it affects officers very much because I think that most officers are trying to do the right thing at all times. And so to constantly be under scrutiny takes a lot of stress and pressure on officers. So what I hear from most officers is that they feel in some ways that they need to take a step back and just respond to calls instead of being proactive because they're not sure how that might be taken in the court of law or by their superiors. And so they feel in some ways that they're actually less proactive, but more reactive. And that's not very good for our culture.
That's Carrie Steiner, a former Chicago police officer and now a psychologist and owner of the First Responders Wellness Center in Lombard, Illinois. Carrie, thanks for your time. Do appreciate it.
Thank you.
And just one more note on this story. Chicago PD Superintendent Eddie Johnson says his department will have 11 counselors on staff later this spring. In 2017, the Justice Department reported that there were just 3 counselors on staff for a department of more than 13,000.